Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast. Today is Mother's Day, and first I would like to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day, and I hope your sons and daughters and husbands and grandchildren treat you like you deserve. I want to give a special thanks to my wife for bearing my son and raising him. Also, my mother-in-law, who also raised my wife and helped raise my son and her grandson. And for the deceased, my mother, Eleanor, who is in heaven. And my grandmother, Mary, Sister Riley, is also in heaven. And to all my sisters who are mothers, and all my family members, and all friends that are mothers, I hope you're having a joyful and restful day. So, today is probably an important day because it's also a happy Mother's Day to our spiritual mother, Mary, the Blessed Mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is why I'm doing this Marian consecration. And it's called 33 Days to Morning Glory. And it's a do-it-yourself retreat. If you like this little booklet that was prepared by Father Michael Gately, you could reach Anna in Miami, 305-205-2907. And she'd be happy to send you out a booklet and more information. So today is day number 24, which ends in week 4, which is St. John Paul II. And today's title is Mary's Retreat, Day 1. During this retreat, we have been pondering in our hearts certain truths of our faith that relates to the Marian consecration. One might say it's a kind of pilgrimage of faith leading up to consecration day. During her early life, Mary too was a kind of a retreat and pilgrimage of faith. She too pondered in her heart different truths related to the Marian consecration. After all, she didn't discover them all at once, her vocation to be a spiritual mother and matriarch. Like us, Mary needed to walk by faith while pondering in her heart. She too needed a time of preparation regarding her special role as our mother, mother in order of grace. Because Mary's maternal meditation is so critical to a proper understanding of the Marian consecration, we're going to spread it in a few days. Make it a retreat within our retreat. Well, we'll do this by pondering on Mary's retreat. In other words, we're going to accompany Mary along the way that God led to her progressive discovery, her vocation to be our spiritual mother and matriarch. In some sense, Mary's retreat began at Annunciation by her yes to God, her fiat. She accepted her vocation to be the mother of Jesus. But she also knew that she was acquiring to call to be the spiritual mother to all Christians as well. I don't know. What I do know is the whole mystery of the Annunciation gave Mary something amazing to ponder, something that happens to be deeply related to Mary, the consecration of entrustment. Let me put it in another way. Who was the first person to entrust himself to Mary? It wasn't St. Louis de Montfort. It was God the Father. And John Paul explains, for it must be recognized that before anyone else, it was God himself, the eternal Father, who entrusted himself to the Virgin of Nazareth, giving own son, the mystery of the incarnation. Mary surely marveled at this act of humility on God's part, She must have marveled and pondered it. She must have been begin something linking God with later on the people he came to redeem to follow his example. Mary had other things to ponder during her preparation. To be even more completely a mother in the order of grace. The Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, offer several points of reflection that spark to Mary's spiritual motherhood. Take, for example, the passage of the Gospel of Mark, 3:31-35, where Mary and Jesus' cousins are outside waiting to see Jesus. So they sent in for him and called to him. Jesus responded by asking, "Who is my mother and my brethren?" Then looking at those sitting around him, he says, "Here are my mother and my brethren. Wherever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." In giving this response, was Jesus being a bad son? No, he was being exactly the kind of son his father wanted him to be. And at the same time, he was preparing his mother for what he wanted her to be. Specifically, he was revealing the new fraternal bond of the kingdom that goes beyond the bonds of flesh. In other words, he was pondering out the primacy of the spirit of flesh, a primacy of the supernatural of the spirit to the flesh, the primacy of the supernatural fatherhood of God to the natural fatherhood or motherhood of man. It is likely that Mary immediately guessed some of what Jesus was trying to teach her. After all, for years she had pondered in her heart another strange response of Jesus, the one he gave when she found him in the temple after 3 days of sorrowful searching. "Did you know I must be about my father's business?" Luke 2:49. During his public ministry, Jesus was indeed completely concerned with his father's business. Now, a key part of the business involving the preparation of his mother for a new role in the God's kingdom, Jesus knew that the dimension of the kingdom of God and the radius of the fatherhood of God, Mary's motherhood, takes on another meaning. In the words reported by Mark that we read earlier, Jesus points to this meaning. "Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." We can be sure that Mary ponders it in her heart, and she realizes that these words are Jesus not rejecting her, but rather preparing her. Can we be sure Jesus wasn't rejecting Mary? Yes, we can. Even if Jesus' words sound like he's rejecting her, they aren't. In fact, we're considering similar passages in the Gospel of Luke 11:27-28. It is clear Jesus is actually blessing his mother. In other words, the woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to Jesus, "Blessed is the womb that bore you, and blessed who nursed you." Jesus responded in a similar way to read to Mark, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." At first reading, this may seem like a rebuke of Mary, but it's not. After all, he heard the word of God and kept it better than Mary. Nobody. Thus, Jesus actually blessing his mother, and she would have realized it. Mary is an incredible, perceptive woman. She paid close attention to Jesus, every word and action. The subtleties of her teaching were not lost on her. She progressively came to realize the unfolding mystery of her own unique motherhood. As her son grew closer to her eyes and spirit, Mary herself, as a mother, became more open to the dimensions of motherhood, was constituted by her part besides her son. Had she not said, from the very beginning, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be me according to your word." Luke 1:38. Through faith, Mary continued to hear and to ponder the word. Thus, in a sense, Mary as mother became the first disciple of the Son, the first to whom he would say, "Follow me." What joy must it have been for Jesus to have one disciple who fully understood him? What consolation in his heart to find such an attentiveness to God's will. Tomorrow we'll reflect more on Mary's attentiveness and how to lead her discovery yet another aspect of her part. Besides her son in his work of salvation, this part does not indeed involve, as John Paul wrote, a new dimension of her motherhood. Thus, at Cana, well, she gave birth to the faith of Jesus. Disciples immediately, her first miracle, which comes through her motherly attentiveness to human need. Today's prayer, "Living in Mary, help me be faithful to the heart and pondering the prayer, as was Mary." Amen to that. And again, God bless you all, and God bless all the mothers out there, living and deceased. Amen. And thank you for listening to Prayer and Lunch. If you'd like to help out the charity of the choice for Prayer and Lunch, it's Ariel Edgar Cancer Foundation. We help families dealing with cancer and helping paying their bills. You could go online. We have a that goes a link directly to our website called cancerbills.org. Amen. And have a great day. Thank you.